Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. The 34th Arab Summit, Feeble Positions and Affirmation of Clinging to Colonial Projects. Translated. The final statement of the 34th Arab Summit, which was held with the participation of a number of presidents, princes, representatives of Arab countries, and the Prime Minister of Spain in Baghdad on Saturday, confirmed the quote-unquote rejection of the displacement and expulsion of the Palestinian people from their land, and called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and deployment of, quote, international protection and peacekeeping forces affiliated with the United Nations in the Palestinian territories until the implementation of the two-state solution, unquote, and called for a, quote, just, comprehensive and peaceful settlement of the Palestinian issue, unquote. It also affirms support for what is called the unity of Syrian territory, rejection of all interference in Syrian affairs, and condemnation of the continuous Jewish assaults on Syrian land. It expressed support for Lebanon and demanded that the Jewish entity withdraw fully, immediately, and unconditionally to the internationally recognized borders. It called for resolving the crisis in Sudan, Yemen, and Libya through dialogue and engagement in political, quote-unquote, settlement initiatives. Thus, the summit was feeble in attendance, feeble in positions, and went further by calling for what is wrong and affirming the clinging to projects of abandonment. Regarding the brutal war waged by the Jewish entity on Gaza and the West Bank and its ongoing aggression on Lebanon and Syria, the summit's positions were limited to condemnation and denunciation and calling on the international system to intervene. As if the Jewish entity and America care about their condemnations or calls. They were like those who faced tanks, planes and missiles with olive branches. In doing so, they sent a message to the Jews that they can continue their crimes, bombings and corruption without facing anything more than denunciation and condemnation. The summit appeared to be a dull routine with nothing new in terms of supporting Muslims and their causes. In fact, no one expected anything different from them. These rulers have become a burned-out card in the eyes of the Ummah, and no good is expected from them. They are the ones preventing the Ummah and its armies from taking action to put an end to the suffering of Muslims and the aggressions of the Jews and the West against them. As for reiterating colonial projects and liquidation plans, they did not miss the chance to reaffirm their call to abandon the Blessed Land and make peace with the usurping Jewish entity and to call for a second occupation of it through what is called international peacekeeping forces. It is no longer hidden from any rational person that the rulers are the main pillars of colonialism in our lands. If not for them, the Ummah would have been able to defeat its enemies, liberate its lands, and live with honor and dignity under the law of its Lord. This is what we continue to call it to hasten in its path with us to rid itself of the cause of its humiliation, division, and weakness, and to establish Al-Khilafah Al-Rashida, the rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood in which lies our honor and by which we gain victory.
الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون.
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. And know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart and that to him you will be gathered. Surah Al-Anfal 24, the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.